Fuliza, this is a Kiswahili word. Not even sure it's a Kiswahili word. But if you're a Kenyan, when you hear the word Fuliza, you know what it means. Consider this outstanding fact. About 21 million Kenyans are registered on Fuliza. Here is another mind-blowing statistic. In 2020, Safaricom disbursed more than 245 billion shillings in loans via Fuliza. These loans were accrued by millions of Kenyans in 392 million transactions. But what is Fuliza? The Fuliza service is a mobile money lending product from Safaricom that allows M-Pesa customers to complete their M-Pesa transactions when they have insufficient funds in their M-Pesa account. End of quote. Let me break this down for you so you can understand it. Safaricom Fuliza is meant to keep you poor by making sure you're in a perpetual debt trap. And what is worse, Safaricom treats every M-Pesa line as a separate Fuliza account. This means you have more than two lines. If you have more than two lines, you can borrow or Fuliza from each one of them. Let's say you borrow 101 shillings to 500 shillings. For any amount between this range, you will pay 6 shillings per day. Okay, let's assume you have borrowed 101 shillings and you end up paying for it at the end of the month. You will pay an interest of 180 shillings at the end of the month. So in total, you end up parting with 280 Kenya shillings, an interest of between 178% and 180%. For a Fuliza loan of 1,000 shillings 501, the daily fee is 30 Kenya shillings, which will translate into 900 shillings per month in interest. This is almost 60% interest rate. Wow, I have two questions about this scenario. First, why would anyone use such a punitive service? Second, how can the government allow Safaricom to rip off desperate Kenyans trying their best to survive? While I don't expect answers to these questions, I honestly feel it is time to have an honest conversation about interest rates in Kenya, especially those charged by non-traditional lenders like Safaricom and other players. You know them, they are all out there. While Safaricom claims that Fuliza is not a loan product, it is actually worse. Here's how they cleverly describe it on their website. Quote, a continuous overdraft, end of quote, which allows you, quote, to complete M-Pesa transactions when you have insufficient funds, end of quote. When you have insufficient funds, in other words, it allows you to spend on products and services you cannot afford. Add to this those punitive M-Pesa rates and the rip-off tariffs charged by third parties who use M-Pesa as their payment gateways for services and bill payments. Think of the fees you are charged every time you pay your electricity bills and water bills. Think of the fees you pay when you pay for your Wi-Fi. Or any service you pay for using M-Pesa, you're going to be charged. Whether you're filling your car at the gas station and you pay using those till numbers, those pay bill numbers, whether it's a meal you're paying for at the restaurant and you have to pay using M-Pesa, I'm telling you, the ripoff is real. I believe it is time to start thinking smart and set yourself free from this debilitating slavery of debt. For this is what it is, a slavery of debt. And it's important for you to start taking those baby steps, one literal step at a time, to get out of this debt. Don't take a loan just because you can. Don't use Fuliza just because you can. Don't take a loan with those Mshwalis and all those other offerings out there. There are many of them. Tala, all of them, you know them, just because you can. The interest rates are extremely punitive. And I'm not saying that taking a loan is a bad thing, but the next time you take a loan, make sure that you really, really, really need to take that loan. Otherwise, stay out of debt and avoid this slavery of debt. Till next time, this innocent.